let's look in the crystal ball and look ahead to October and just say, for the sake of a discussion, that we've got a repeat of 2000, a Subway Series. How would you stack up the Mets versus the Yankees?
Wow, that would be a wonderful question. That's a great question. So I thought you were going to ask me which teams would get there other than the Yankees and the Mets. Who would stack up better? You know, in a short series, which is what a Subway Series is, you have to lean toward the pitching. And the Yankees get the slight edge with the starting pitching. The Mets get the big edge with the bullpen. I think, you know, believe it or not, who wins the All-Star game will determine home field edge. I would think if the Mets could play four of the games at Citi Field against the Yankees, you know, the Citi Field is a more pitcher-friendly ballpark, the Mets might have an edge. That's weird that it might come down to some anonymous player from the Washington Nationals winning a game in the All-Star game and determining home field edge, and that gives the edge to the World Series. But I guess I would give the Mets the slightest of edges based on their bullpen.
You know, Lynn, there's another factor in this home field advantage. There are really two different ball games going on, the American League game and the National League game. Do you think it's time that they got together and either both leagues do the DH or both leagues go back to the traditional game?
Well, that's a broad question. I would think once you get to the World Series, you should play under one set of rules. Now, what that rule would be, I don't know. I mean, teams in the American League are constructed for the designated hitter, and that's how they run their payroll and their roster and play their games, and the National League plays a different game. So I guess the only fair way is to have two different rules in the World Series, but I guess if push came to shove, I would favor one set of rules for a sport. I mean, it's odd to me that you have different rules. I mean it's like
it's a different ball game.
The basketball teams played with six players and half of them, you know, against each other, and then the Western Conference played with only four players on the court. I mean, that's how odd it seems.
Finally, Lynn, tell me what you're up to these days. Broadcasting has changed for all of us. You're no longer at NBC. What are you doing these days?
Well, I've just recently left my NBC gig, so I'm spending a lot of time on my website, LennBermanSports.com. I'm sending out daily emails, my top five every day. And I'm talking to a lot of people. I'm talking to radio. I think there are some things I want to do. I want to continue my Spanning the World feature. I think that'll continue in some fashion. So I definitely plan on continuing in broadcasting, but there's nothing I'm ready to announce today.
Now, if I go on your website, I can register and get an email sent to me.
Yep.
with your top five. Is that right?
Yeah, they would just register on my website, and they would get my top five, and it goes out Monday through Friday. And a lot of it's offbeat. It's not hardcore, super hardcore sports. A lot of it is the offbeat stuff that I like to dabble in.